Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about a deal we killed yesterday. This is part therapy for Jill, because she needs to vent, and an incredible source of entertainment for me.
You know, this doesn't happen very often. Usually, I'm killing a deal because we come across like a major title issue, or just, you know, there's just liens that we miss, and it's just nobody, it's just now doesn't make sense. Access we thought we had, now we don't. You know, there's usually some property related reason why we have to kill a deal. It is very, very rarely that it's 100% the person involved in the deal,
wait,
as in the seller, as the reason why we don't want to do it. I flat out told this gentleman.
Before we get into
let's take
a question.
You're like, hold it back.
Posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. I can't wait to hear this.
Oh, yeah. Is this really who this is? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's written by...
It's Steve? Yeah, Steve says...
Okay, Steve says, Happy New Year. We're looking for a few folks who need money partners. Ah, we like purchases between $5,000 and $50,000, typical splits. We're getting pretty good at creative financing, whatever that means. Creative.
It means because they're private lenders or private partners.
All right, okay.
Being very flexible to what the person, the deal finder needs.
True. All right. We also buy seller finance notes, and we'll even lend on performing notes. Small shop with deep experience in credit and collection. This is hilarious.
So please, everybody, whatever you're doing, please stop and listen. I want you to never, ever worry about the money part of this ever again.
Right.
This is this, and then Steve leaves all his information and his cell number and all of that.
In our group.
There are probably 100 people in our group that are like this, and maybe 500 more that are lurking, that are not part of our group, dying to finance or fund your deal. Starting with us.
Beautiful example. Today is Wednesday. The show that I did, the Facebook Live and YouTube Live show that I did 8 days ago, we led the show with a survey about how many of you here are looking for money or how many of you are here to lend. And it was funny because it was 100%, the people that completed the survey were 100%, I'm looking for money. And then halfway through the show, in comes all the lurking people. They didn't want to answer the question that I'm here to lend money. But when they heard someone had a good deal, here comes people's phone numbers, emails, contact information, like, I'll help you, just like Steve here.
Money people are very shy.
Yeah.
They won't stand up in the front of the room. They'll stand up in the back of the room.
That's where they
are. But they will not stand up in the front of the room and say, we would love to be your partner. They just don't. That's not their personality.
They want to hear about the deal first.
That's exactly right. Yeah. They don't want to hear how great you are and how shiny your shoes are or any of that. They want to look at a deal. They want it to be presented easily. Mm-hmm. And they want it to be an awesome deal. And they will throw money at you, literally. Throw dollar bills, $100 bills at you. You need to find them. You need to work them. You need to be cool about it. And you need to consistently send them fantastic opportunities. And they will do every single deal you bring them after the second or third deal. How do you do that? How do you find great deals? Well, you're in the right place. You send out a bunch of mail. You look at tons of properties. You get organized. And you find these money partners. They're in here.
Perfect. Back in the day, if you've ever gone to any REI meetup in any town, there were always guys standing, leaning against the wall in the back of the room. And all they're doing there is watching and listening for people. You're there talking about, hey, I just got this under contract. I think this is this. I think I can do that. You know, this person is, you know, asking for information on the deal. And if you watch, on their way out the door, they might have been followed by one of those guys saying, hey, do you need money for that? I can help you. That's exactly what's going on. And now the back of the room is the version, now that we don't have a room to stand in, right now, that back of the room is lurking on social media.
That's right.
Lurking in all our online community and lurking on my Facebook Live.
I don't want to sound like a broken record here. We've been saying this for 5 years. Well, it's actually 7 years that we've been doing Land Academy. I did all the math.
Yikes.
From 2015. 15, 16, 17, 19, 20. It's 21. Wow. We're on our seventh year.
Wow.
So we've been saying some version of this for a while. But I will tell you this, and this is truth time. I've never seen so many money people. It's just taken a lot of years for this thing to catch on. Because right. Land has historically been this thing that nobody wants to touch.
Right.
After years of doing this podcast and our Thursday webinars and all of this, these finance guys are looking for new creative ways to partner money, and they're finding us. Mm-hmm. And they're finding us because a lot of our members are pretty loud about selling property, mm-hmm. which they should be, because that's what we're here for. You buy a piece of property and resell it. So please, don't let money stop you. Mm-hmm. Now more than ever, and including us, we're that probably half the deals we do are money deals, mm-hmm. maybe 40%. Mm-hmm. I don't know, some number like
I
that.
I don't know. Today's don't topic, ask me about math right now.
I'll do the math for you. Today's topic, a deal we killed yesterday. This is the meat of the show.
Dude, it's funny. The math that I know, I look at bank balances.
Yes, you do.
I do. And I look at the math. Here's the math that I know I care about. I look at bank balances, and I look at per transaction. But then I get an offer, and I always have to go back and look and go, what are we in for? Like, I had an offer the other day for $70,000. We're in for $23,000. I know that math. I'm good on that. Even though the broker gets 10%, I don't flip and care. He earned it.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny.
No, I look at all of that for us.
Yeah. You do the other math.
You just keep selling, sweetheart.
Right. So, okay. So as I was saying, it's very rarely that a transaction gets killed over people. And so I was going to start by sharing real quick here the exact message I sent to my dear sweet transaction coordinator this morning. And I said, she was saying, okay, I'm taking care of undoing the things that we talked about yesterday. I said, thank you. I bet you will also sleep better knowing that we have that man out of our lives. She put a happy face. And then I went on to say, P.S., I'm sorry if you were trying to tell me that he was kind of abusing you. Steven and I do not tolerate anyone giving our people any crap. Please pull me aside if it ever happens again, and I will take care of it. And she said, will do. So I didn't know this was going on, too.
Well, he's going to get a phone call from me.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
So let me back up with the story. Just our normal thing. Offers go out. It was a great deal for everybody. It was 7 properties. There were one or two wells involved, I think two. And at least two, and I think.
There was well serviced. No, every single property had its own well. And two of the properties
needed one.
Two of the properties were sharing a well.
Right.
So no, there was wells on every property.
Exactly. So yeah. So they were mobile ready. It doesn't matter. Details don't matter.
they matter.
There were
7 properties. We were paying $10,000 each per property.
Roughly. Yeah.
They were worth at least $50,000. $50,000 is way wholesale. So, right. You know, we would be in for a 70 and...
81. We were in for 81 at the end.
There was some well thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
We would have sold them for $600,000 total.
Right. So... deal's going along. We talk. He and I agree on everything. I thought things were going along. Dear man, he's older. And
let me set this up. One more point.
Okay.
There were a lot of issues with claim deeds. And
that's what
a lot
I was going to do.
Okay, go.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, go ahead.
He had done his own paperwork all along the way. As seller financing and different things he had done with these properties over the years. He had several LLCs that he opened, he closed, rolled things up here, rolled things over here, all the while doing his own paperwork and all this. So, okay. So we're under contract. Everybody's signed. He's making a big deal about I'm going to walk, making sure I put my earnest money in. And I did. I did everything right. I'm like making him feel good all along the way. And it keeps coming up that there's all these issues and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And then come to find out, he's just, I don't know if he was embarrassed or upset. Like he had not been, he's been acting like his own attorney this whole time.
Yeah.
Is what was going on. And he's not an attorney. And we, with title, we were having to undo mess after mess after mess. And I'm sure he was getting tired/embarrassed of getting another phone call saying, I need these documents because that wasn't done correctly. And my team and our wonderful escrow agent, this girl couldn't be sweeter. We talked to her on the phone the other day, trying to get this done 2 days ago before he killed the deal.
Did he really?
Killed it? Well, I'll explain it in a minute. Going along that, you know, he just was not complying and making it harder and harder and harder. He didn't understand. And so I finally got to the point where we had a call yesterday. It was the day before yesterday. You and I, our transaction coordinator and the escrow agent, all got on the phone for 30 minutes talking about every property and what needed to happen. Deed in lieu of this and undo that and get these documents. I'm like, what the heck? So, and my poor transaction coordinator, bless her heart, was letting me know it was difficult, but didn't tell me, I don't think told me the true story, because she's trying to do her job, which is sweet, and get this deal done for us. So I got on the phone with her yesterday. I said, all right, I'm going to call this guy. I'll get this all done. I'll make sure we're all on the same page, because he started to change numbers on us. And like, look, I'll pay for these documents to undo this stuff for him, because my girl is so wonderful. She's going to get 11 documents done to undo his mess for $500. I'm like, I'll pay the stupid $500, because we all know how this is going to go. But then he had some other money issues he wanted to throw in there. I'm like, no, that's not part of the deal. So anyway, I called a gentleman yesterday, and I started off really nice. We just talked about building relationships. How are you? I haven't talked to you in a couple weeks. You know, we're getting close. We want to get this done. And he kind of launched in like that we should have just done quick claim deeds and just done it that way and been this all be done. I'm like, hold on a moment. These are great properties. I have big plans with them. I want to do them the right way. I need to get title insurance. And in order to do this, I need this, 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 and this, and this. And he's like, I'm just not going to do that. I said, what? And so he was throwing back some other money things. I said, fine. All right, here's a deal. Seller, if you will agree, and now the anxiety is building up in me, by the way, it just never happens. And I'm like, all right, fine. I will agree to, even though this is not the way it's normally done in this state, this is way against how these deals go. I will agree to give you this and pay for that if you promise me when the title agent calls, you're going to answer the phone and do as best you can to get her all the documents so we can get this done fast and easy and everybody move on. He's like, no, I'm not going to do that. Excuse me? He's like, you know what? I just don't even have to sign this. I just, you know what? And neither do I. So if you're going to be that way, I said, look, I flat out said, this deal is not going to make or break my business.
Oh my God.
I said, if you don't want to do this deal, you just say the word. And he's like, nope. And I said, awesome. Have a nice day. And that's how it ended.
Did it get some name calling?
No. No. But he did say, well, you know what? A little bit. I'm a crook. And I'm like,
why? Because you want title insurance?
Because I want it done right. He's calling. That's what was mind-boggling to me. I'm like, yeah. Seller, you did all this stuff wrong, and my people are trying to undo it. I couldn't have the best team. And by the way, I told him, I looked up and said, we've been in doing this deal with you for 54 days now. This is ridiculous. It's really on you. I was trying to nicely say, you know, dude, and I actually said, like, with authority, you did this stuff wrong. We're undoing your mess. No one else is going to do this. And that's the whole point here. When I hung up, I knew that this guy's going to die with these properties, and I feel really bad, but no one's going to undo this mess. If he gets someone to quit claim this stuff, I feel bad for that person because they're inheriting a disaster.
You know, we do a lot of rural real estate deals, and this one was semi-urban. It was urban enough where we needed title insurance. And what we were going to do with the properties, we certainly needed title
insurance.
Exactly.
That's why.
But it's in an urban sprawl area, and these properties, he's been there for a while. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he's just used to the cowboy way of just say, I clip clean deed it and out of sight, out of mind, or insight in mind kind of thing. It's like, this is it. And people stop paying or whatever, however it works. So he's living probably 50 years ago.
Yeah. And he's more still, and I really think he's under the assumption that if they record it, then it's correct.
Right.
I'm
sure you're right.
That's really what I think. Because it was recorded.
You're using terminology he doesn't understand. Yeah. You're a city slicker, all that.
I don't know.
So it's too bad.
Oh, I.
It kills me because it's like those. We would have made $500,000.
I don't care.
I know. I agree with you.
But you know what? This comes back to.
I'm standing right next to you.
Let me come back to 2 points I have to make. Number one, the time we spent on that, I could have made $500,000 another way. So let's all stop talking about that. Not. FYI.
That's all, meaning you,
Steven. In 53 days, I can make $500,000 and knock it off. Number two. Number two, no one should take that crap. And that's why I kind of want to have this show today,
yes,
too.
Jill,
I want
right.
everyone to know that you're not at the mercy of somebody. You shouldn't take this. If you're here listening to us and you've been here with a while, you obviously roll how we roll. I want to do things the right way. I want everybody to be cool here. Let's all help each other out and all make great money together. This guy could have made he was going to make a nice chunk of change on the stuff, period, anyway. And we could too. I don't know what was going on with
him. He was nice in the beginning. And I think that, you know, I don't think he's sitting around saying, oh, I did the paperwork wrong or anything like that. I think he's just, he's not knowledgeable.
Yeah.
That's really what, I think he doesn't, he's on quick claim deed. That's how you do it. That's right. How we've done our whole lives. That's how my neighbors do it. That's how my parents did it. That's how my whole family did it.
There's no reason to act the way he acted. That's the sad reality too. Because I don't know if you heard the beginning of the call when I called him yesterday. I'm like, hey, how are you? I haven't talked to you in a while.
I didn't hear it at all.
How's your wife? You know, I thought we were going to have a nice, sweet conversation. I just want to clarify, because the whole reason I was getting involved here is because he was changing some of the terms. I'm like, that's not what we agreed upon. So I just want to clarify, we're all on the same page.
Was it just affidavits and stuff that he had to sign, or did he have to dig through paperwork and provide things? It was just like signatures, wasn't it?
I think it was signatures at this point.
So what's the problem with that?
I think that I don't know.
Sign this, sign here, sign this, sign here.
I just think, I don't know. He was either overwhelmed, or he decided, I'm going to go off and cowboy sell these myself.
That's what I think it is.
And do my own deals, and I'm going to cowboy sell them to someone who's not that smart, yeah. Or they don't really want to do anything with them or something. I don't know.
This could be just
fine. That could have been his way to get out of the deal.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
And that you want to get out of the deal.
Jill and I haven't even talked about this. And all I know is that she was half crying yesterday. And
I was not. I was pissed.
Half pushing her, punching the wall.
Yeah, I was like, oh, ho.
I'm like, save it for the show.
Exactly. Thank you for letting me vent today. Happy you could join us in Jill's therapy session.
You feel better?
I do.
Okay, good.
5 days a week, you can find us right here, and I promise it won't always be like this on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called Why Test Mailers Don't Work. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Yeah, that was totally me and about 15 minutes of rant. Thank you very much.
No, I think it's, I learned a lot, I'm sure, that everybody listening, you either have a story or a couple stories like this because you're seasoned, or you're new and you're like, yeah, I learned that stuff can happen.
Here's the positive that came out of this. Number one, that mean man is out of our lives. Number two, I have even built up a better relationship with my staff because I let my staff know, okay, if you were trying to tell me that and I missed it, I'm sorry. I don't want you taking any crap from anybody. And then number three, we are sending treats to that dear, sweet title agent, which we have other transactions that we're doing with her, and we're going to continue to do deals with her because she's awesome. She's going to be like, yay, I get to shred these files, and I just got flowers and goodies delivered.
That is the silver lining in this. We found a title agent in that state that's going to do everything for us now.
Yeah.
I mean, she's amazing.
Yeah, it's all great. If you need access to any sort of property details, including owner phone numbers and FEMA flood overlays, check out neighborscoop.com, created by investors, that's us, for investors like you.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.